USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Georgia Republican Congressman Doug Collins saying that he's jumping into the Senate race to challenge Kelly Loeffler. He made the announcement this morning.
The people of Georgia, we're getting ready for a good time down here to keep defending this president and keep it working for the people of Georgia.
President Trump had urged Governor Brian Kemp to pick Collins for the seat vacated by Johnny Isakson in December, but he chose businesswoman Loeffler instead. Now the two Republicans will battle for the seat. Exactly how it will play out remains to be seen. A bill is currently working its way through the Georgia legislature that would do away with the free-for-all November election and replace it with traditional primaries in May. House impeachment managers and the President's defense team will begin facing questions from senators shortly. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts will read the written questions aloud once senators submit them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Shaquille O'Neal delivering a powerful tribute to the late Kobe Bryant last night at the Staples Center, and then leading fans in chants of Kobe, Kobe, as he left the venue later.
Kobe, 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 Kobe.
Meanwhile, an NTSB member says it appears the helicopter that Bryant was on was in a very steep descent when it slammed into a hillside. There's a new campaign ad that's going after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and also questioning his health.
I doubt if Bernie Sanders can beat Trump.
I like Bernie. I think he has great ideas. But Michigan, Pennsylvania, Iowa, they're just not going to vote for a socialist.
I do have some concerns about Bernie Sanders' health, considering the fact that he did have a heart attack.
The Democratic Majority for Israel Super PAC releasing the ad this morning. It shows voters from Iowa explaining their concerns about the Democratic presidential hopeful. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Police in an Omaha, Nebraska suburb are investigating after people got sick after allegedly being served cleaning solution at a movie theater. Police tell KETV that two people who had ordered drinks at the Alamo Draft House Theater were accidentally served that cleaning solution. So far, no explanation from the proprietor. Well, it's sad when people take advantage of tragic situations like the death of Kobe Bryant to scam the public, but they do. And here's more on that from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Those situations include the attempt to sell collectibles that feature fake autographs of the NBA superstar. Chris Nerritt is the sports consignment director at Dallas-based Heritage Auctions.
Since Kobe's passing, there's probably about 80% forgeries on eBay now of Kobe autographs.
His advice is to deal with only reputable dealers.
We actually have a Kobe Bryant 2004-2005 jersey that I personally took in from my consigner in Beverly Hills way before the horrible news. And that one is also signed. It's actually one of the number 8 jerseys, not a number 24 jersey.
And video games will soon be the stuff of vacations. Atari planning to open its own themed hotels in 8 cities with the latest virtual and augmented reality technology. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.